This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted the deep personal and people-to-people ties between India and Malaysia. Addressing the Indian diaspora at an event in Kuala Lumpur, he described Indian diaspora as a living bridge connecting the hearts of the two nations.
Malaysia has the second largest Indian origin community in the world. There is so much that connects Indian and Malaysian hearts. You are living bridge that links us. You have connected roti chennai with the Malabar parota, coconut, spices, and of course, te tarik. The flavors feel so familiar, whether it is in Kuala Lumpur or Kochi. We understand each other so well.
Mr. Modi reached Kuala Lumpur today on a two-day official visit to Malaysia, where he was accorded a grand welcome. Recalling his long-standing friendship with Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim, Prime Minister Modi said India and Malaysia elevated their relationship to a comprehensive strategic partnership in 2024.
Our relationship with Malaysia is scaling new heights each year. In 2024, during the visit of Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim to New Delhi, we elevated our ties to a comprehensive strategic partnership. Today, we walk hand in hand as partners towards progress and prosperity.
Mr. Modi will hold talks with the Malaysian Prime Minister tomorrow, after which several MOUs are likely to be signed. During the visit, the two sides will review the entire gamut of bilateral ties. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said 50% reciprocal tariff has now been reduced to 18% under the India-US Interim Trade Agreement for the Indian exports. Briefing media on India-US joint statement in New Delhi this afternoon, Mr. Goyal said that India has less tariff than its neighbouring countries, including China, Pakistan, Bangladesh and Vietnam. Mr. Goyal highlighted that the deal protects the agriculture and dairy sector of the country and agricultural products such as spices, tea, coffee, cashew nuts, chestnuts, avocado, banana, mango, kiwi and papaya will attract zero duty in the United States. The minister added that the trade agreement has been welcomed across all sectors of the country. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired a high-level meeting to review the progress of development projects in Jammu and Kashmir with the focus on key infrastructure works and the implementation of centrally sponsored schemes in the Union Territory. Our correspondent reports that the Home Minister reviewed project-wise implementation and issued directions for timely completion of the development works. He said it is government's priority to further accelerate the unprecedented growth in investment, industry, sports and infrastructure that has taken place in Jammu and Kashmir over the past decade. In Chhattisgarh, a total of 51 Maoists surrendered before security forces today in Bijapur and Sukma districts of the Bastar Division. A reward of 1 crore 61 lakh rupees has been announced on these Maoists. In Bijapur district, 30 Maoist cadres, including 20 women, renounced the path of violence and decided to return to the mainstream of society. In Sukma district, 21 Maoists surrendered today. During the surrender, the Maoists handed over automatic weapons including AK-47 rifles, SLRs and barrel grenade launchers. Union Minister for Electronics and IT Information and Broadcasting and Railways Ashwini Vaishnav has asserted that India is making major progress in the development of semiconductor manufacturing ecosystem that can provide end-to-end solutions for other countries. He was addressing media persons after unveiling the 2-nanometer semiconductor chip manufactured by Qualcomm in Bengaluru today. In men's cricket, West Indies defeated Scotland by 35 runs in the second match of T20 World Cup at Eden Gardens, Kolkata. Chasing a target of 183 runs, Scotland were all out for 147 in 18.5 overs. In the opening match of the tournament, Pakistan defeated the Netherlands by 3 wickets at the Sinhalese Sports Club in Colombo. In men's cricket, India was 7 for no loss in 1 over against United States in the third match of T20 World Cup. And that is the end of this news.